Ready to go. We're going to talk about homelessness with my next guest because there's an important forum come this Sunday. Let's discuss this community conversation on homelessness. We'll be heading to a pretty cool place for this where we can certainly all, I imagine, get in on a very important conversation. Co-moderators in the house, Emily Brightson, Kentwood City Commissioner. Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Marshall Kilgore, director moderator as well, Western Michigan University, where you're doing some studying and other roles in your life. Good morning to you, Marshall.
Good morning.
Tell me more about you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am a director for a grassroots organization called United Precinct Delegates, which teaches folks about policy and how to make their communities more apt to positive change. So it's a fun thing. I rip all around the state. And my last role was Gretchen Whitmer, well, now Governor Whitmer's West Side organizer. So I transitioned out of that role, and now I help folks know about who's in power.
Thank you very much. Emily, brag about how you spend your day.
Well, I am a current city commissioner in Kentwood, and this is my second out of four, and I tend to spend a lot of time in the community talking to folks. And the reason that we are going to have this community conversation on homelessness on Sunday is that our director of Parks and Rec said, hey, I've got two issues. One, I can't keep enough food on our pantry shelves. And the second is we're having so many more homeless come in, and we have to figure out a solution to this.
And geographically targeting the Kentwood area, shall we say, who would you like? What is our spotlight when it comes to the topic of homelessness?
Well, in Kent County last year, just to put it in perspective, there was 10,538 people that were homeless. Of those, 20% were children. And even taking that a step further, 76% of those children were Black. So one out of seven Black kids were homeless. So I look at it as a regional problem, so we're trying to attack it from Kent County. It just happens to be housed in Kentwood because I'm a little biased and I love our city. But I also, talked to Marshall, and he was telling me there's a concern with students being homeless as well.
Yeah.
Expand on that.
Yeah, so I'm also an activist besides from being a director. So I started my activism right here in downtown Grand Rapids, passing out little tangerines and waters during our heat wave we had this summer. And so I have a friend who works with Mel Trotter, Janice, and she told me how they're overflowing. I talked with single dads who have children that are on the street because they usually don't allow men with children. So I noticed that it's an outdated system and that we have such a need, right? That there's folks on the street who are supposed to be looking for jobs, but modern days, you don't go and turn your resume anymore. It's everything's online. It's like snag a job. So I noticed that we need to have some conversation and spark some folks thinking about some new age ideas on how to combat homelessness.
Hence the community conversation on homelessness Sunday from 2 to 4. Where are we heading?
So Broadleaf Local Beer, it's a new venture under the Brewery Vivant umbrella with Chris and Jason Spalding. So they have generously opened up their place to us. WKTV Community Media is going to video it and give all the audio and turn it into a podcast. And Broadleaf, it's right by Trader Joe's, so it's right off of 28th Street. And they're going to donate a part of the proceeds back to the Refugee Education Center, which is also in Kentwood. So we're very excited about this partnership and to bring folks to the table to talk about solutions.
Great. Who, Marshall, will be your panelists?
Oh, my goodness. So we've got an amazing slew of folks. Our keynote is Judge Kelly, correct? And then we've got Cheryl Schmuck.
Sewage
from the Family Promise.
County Cheryl Shook.
Yeah.
She's
my
friend.
Oh, good. Fantastic. She's amazing. County Commissioner Stephen Wooden, and then Wendy Randall and James White. So we've got a slew of folks from different backgrounds. And when Emily and I were putting together the folks that we want involved, we want diversity of thought and experience. Mm-hmm. So we really got that with our panelists. So we're excited to have the conversation.
Emily?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing is talking with folks to bring awareness, because some folks don't even realize we have a homelessness issue. If you live in Forest Hills versus some folks in my area that live along Division Avenue, the demographics and socioeconomics are very different, right? And then the other part is to really talk about how regular people, regular neighbors can get involved and be part of the solution. So it's not just to have another conversation to have another conversation, but it's to educate people and then talk about solutions and what are next steps. So Marshall and I were thinking, if this was successful, maybe we do this on a quarterly basis, right? Keep the conversation going, or even maybe it's another similar parallel equity issue that we can talk about in the community. So it's really trying to move the needle, and maybe we can be in a better spot than we are like a year from now, right? That was Marshall's idea.
Fantastic. That'd be fantastic, because we have, and working with politicians, right? This is what you find. Yeah. We have these conversations, we do photo ops, and we talk about it. There's a lot of hot air. And so what do we do to be proactive and not only move the needle, but set goals, get the education there, set a goal, meet that goal, set another one.
Tell me more about Judge William Kelly. I know he served your community as Kentwood's first and only district court judge. He actually will be, as you mentioned, a keynote speaker. Will he share a message?
He will. You know, I believe Judge Kelly, I think this coming year will be his last year, but he's served for over 40 years now as our judge. And he's really been, I feel like, leading in the areas of social justice. I attended his sobriety court about a month ago. And the goal of that, for example, is to keep people out of jail. It's to work on addiction issues. It's to work on keeping them in their houses, getting a job. It's to keep them on track to leading a productive life. It's not just putting people in jail, right? People that have addictions, that's really not probably the best place for them. And so I'm hopeful he'll speak to his years of experience and what he's seen and how that legal system can really help positively affect folks that run into that system.
Yes. And so both you, Marshall Kilgore and Emily Bradson, as co-moderators, you got the tough questions ready?
Tough questions, but questions that are focused on really educating people and tackling the questions that people are going to ask, right? Of, well, what's the big deal, right? Of statistics, right? We've got 1 in 7 of those kids who are homeless are African American. So talking about how deeply this affects marginalized communities and what they can do, right? They can get a drink with us at the event, and then it goes right back into the community and will help this cause. So ways, educating them on ways they can, as everyday citizens, help.
And as you mentioned, thanks to Broadleaf Local Beer, who does donate a portion of the proceeds from this event to a very important cause. Again, remind me what that is, Emily.
Yes. So the Refugee Education Center is in Kentwood. It's dear to my heart. They help students stay on track for school and be successful and have tutoring. And they really focus on our community's kids. So we couldn't have chosen a better community partner that is focused on new Americans, right? And Kentwood is chock full of new Americans, and that's what makes us such a vibrant, amazing community. In my opinion, again, I'm pretty biased, but I do love my city.
Yes, as you should, as a Kentwood City Commissioner. Marshall Kilgore, what do you leave us with?
I invite all of the listeners to join us at Broadleaf Local Beer and see what you can do to help your community. And there's a lot of complainers out there, and me and Emily are doers, not complainers, and we're ready to help our community as much as we can.
Great. Well, looking forward to your moderating talents, keeping everyone in line, and yet having the action item list long yet appropriate as your guests walk out. Emily, details one more time for Sunday, please.
Yes, so please join us. So we're going to be meeting this Sunday from 2 to 4 at Broadleaf Local Beer. We'll have some snacks there. Some of the proceeds will be donated back. And, you know, even if you just want to come and listen, right, just to listen and learn, we're looking for folks that really want to learn and get involved and be part of the solution and move the ball, right? So come on out, even, you know, just to learn, right? So it's open to anybody, and it's a kid-friendly environment as well.
Right. And again, Broadleaf Local Beer, that's down off of Lake Eastbrook, correct?
Yep. So right by Trader Joe's. It's at 2885 Lake Eastbrook Boulevard.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you for this opportunity to engage in a community conversation on homelessness in Kent County. Emily and Marshall, take care.